from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
She's a radical left lunatic.
Riding shotgun.
The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
On the election trail to November.
Inflation is eating you alive.
The Election Information Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get together. It's the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Unfortunately, the top story is a school shooting in Georgia. High school shooting, 4 dead. Suspect, 14 years old. Interviewed by law enforcement a year previous. Where was the breakdown there? More questions than answers. We'll get back to that. But right now, we've got State Senator Blaise Ingolia joining us right now. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Let me ask you this. The governor, which doesn't make sense to me, but things in politics don't, but the governor's taking heat because of this leaked memorandum that came out about doing things in Florida state parks, of which he may not even been aware of that. What's going on here?
Yeah, this was kind of odd. From what we understand, that somebody over at FDEP put out some plans to sort of improve some of the parks, and they included some ridiculous proposals, or they were getting ready to include some ridiculous proposals, like put golf courses and hotels in some of the parks. I think that was just horrible. And so did the governor. I was with the governor when he addressed the some press on that. You know, the thing here is that this governor and the legislature, we have had a commitment to cleaning up the environment. We're constantly buying land for conserving it. We have the wildlife corridor. And I think a lot of this was blown out of proportion, because when you think of a state park, you think of 250,000 acres. What they were probably doing, and I don't know the exact what they were doing, but they were probably doing like improving the campsites, you know, with some pickleball courts and, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 acres in a park that has 250,000 acres. So I think some of it was overblown, but some of it was very valid criticism, because everyone's moving to the state of Florida. There are a lot of people who are concerned about overdevelopment, not just smart development, but overdevelopment. So there are some valid concerns, and I think that's why you see the governor come out and push back on it. I have no doubt that the governor had no idea that this stuff was being proposed.
The way it was brought out or leaked or whatever, it seems to me it was done to have the impact that it did. The big splash, talk about a hotel, talk about a golf course. In simplistic terms, that absolutely off the charts doesn't make sense. If you actually look at some of the things and what they were talking about, even the golf course was going to be put together by a group of veterans, nonprofit, on land that now has a bunch of like old beat-up warehouses that are aging, like World War II era. So there's always more to the story that meets the eye, but I think it was a political move by the folks that are against DeSantis.
No, it actually was a political move by the left, because the people who were spreading the information at the very, very beginning were part of a leftist environmental group. But the thing that played in their favor, and unfortunately it took hold, was the perception. So when you say that you have a state park, again, we'll use 250,000 acres, when you're talking about developing a portion of the park, in people's minds, the perception is that all 250,000 acres are going to be mowed over, bulldozed over, and there's going to be concrete, right? So I think that was the perception. I think that was one of the reasons why you had such fervent pushback on it. But that's clearly not the case.
Well, we had your counterpart, State Senator Keith Perry, who, I mean, came out of the air, and he tried to explain these things. He said, look, I'm not saying I'm for any of them. He says, but if we have this kind of leakage that comes out and it's splashed around, we'll never even get into any serious discussions about anything to do with, say, the state parks when it's put out in that way. People can't even look at it individually or in piecemeal because the subject is that you can't touch it now.
That's right, and that's why Keith Perry is one of the smartest people in the legislature, because he knows what he's talking about.
Well, yes,
100%.
And he also shares some things with you. I mean, he's a roofer by trade, and I know you're a home builder, and there was talk from Kamala about this $25,000 down payment for home buyers. I wanted to get your input on that.
Oh, it's a horrible proposal. On so many different levels, it's a horrible proposal. Look, one of the things that we want as home builders is we want to deliver the lowest cost home to home buyers, because then we have more people available to buy the home. If you build $2 million homes, right, there's only a certain amount of the segment of population you can sell to. But what we want is we want to get as much inventory on the market as possible at the lowest cost possible. So the first thing we have to realize is that the United States is effectively broke right now. You know, tens of trillions of dollars in debt. Anything that we propose such as this, we're borrowing from China, we're borrowing from our grandkids. That's the first thing. The second thing is that when the government comes out and says that they are going to help people, often they're going to hurt people, and they don't realize it. All this is going to do is push the prices of the homes higher. Now, we're not going to make any more money because our cost basis is going to go up. When you inject that much money into the economy in such a way, our costs are going to go up. Our roofing supplies, our concrete, our lumber, our steel are going to go up. So all you're doing is just hurting the people that you pretend to help. So all you're going to do is raise the cost of homes $25,000. The problem with pumping money into the economy like the Biden administration did is that you cause massive inflation. The only thing that's going to fix home buying is if you get more supply on the market cheaper. But also with inflation, salaries are going to have to rise. And then that's the big thing. So salaries are eventually going to have to rise. Wages are going to have to rise in order for people to make homeownership attainable again. But then when you raise salaries, you're also raising costs. When you raise costs, you're raising prices for the year end, for the end consumer. And that's why we literally sit and scream at the rooftops to tell the federal government to stop spending, because it's a never ending cycle that does nothing but hurt consumers.
Now, between, you know, state, local and federal requirements, I mean, they've caused the price of building a home to go up a great deal. You got to roll back the regulations. I'm sure you agree with me on that. But is there a better model coming? I mean, we've been basically building structures, you know, family structures. I mean, virtually the same for 150 years.
We have. And this is something that our legislature grapples with every year, is that how do we strip away, and it's a balance. So how do you strip away the regulations, the owner's regulations that do nothing but add cost to home ownership, but then still be in such a way that you're protecting the people who are actually buying. One of the bills that we passed last year that I authored was to help development get online quicker. When you start a development, you have a thing called a preliminary plat. And basically, it's just a drawing that gets approved by local government. But by the time you're able to turn dirt, it's usually 12 months away. So we've tried to shorten that by a new law. But look, here's the deal. The deal is every time we try to do something that is going to lower the cost of housing, you have government at every level increasing the cost of housing. So I get very, very frustrated when you have government saying, hey, we need more affordable housing, and their idea is subsidizing it with more government money. But they leave the regulations in place and they add more regulations, which are causing the prices to go up. So it's counterintuitive. But then again, that's government, counterintuitive.
Whatever happened to the $6,000 or $8,000 house the Mackel brothers would build for me?
Yeah. That's a very, very good point, because back in the 80s, when the Mackel, right in Spring Hill, where I'm at, Mackel brothers basically started Spring Hill as a development. Back then, it was very, very easy to do it. And that's why you had, you know, 40, 50,000 homes, dollar homes, years ago in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s. But you can't find that anymore because the environmentalists, the regulatory agencies, the bureaucracy when it comes to building a home is just, it's abysmal.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's got their hand out, and solutions are difficult to come by. But we appreciate your work and your expertise in that area as a home builder. We look forward to talking to you again soon. State Senator Blaze Ingolia, thank you, sir.
Take care, guys.
All right. Always a pleasure to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
It's 9:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. More headlines coming up as well. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.